of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this ninth day of March 2017. And I misspoke. That is actually aroutfitting.com. Not outfitters, outfitting. aroutfitting.com. Ah, what in the world else is going on here? There still seems to be a little contention around Obamacare. The Paul Ryans, the wheeler dealers, the smiley little creeps like him that are out there, that are in no way, shape, or form conservative. They're just in the Republican Party. They're starting to be shown up for what they really are. And there is a major push, as I said last hour, they're even punching each other in the cloakrooms by now, is, yeah, the Republicans are divided on this thing because there are some good Republicans that have gotten some courage to stand up and say, look, this whole Obamacare basket of BS, all of it needs to be dumped. Because the way it's shaping up right now, it's still going to be a government-run program. Holy mackerel. That's the last thing that we need. And there's entitlement here, folks. It's another entitlement program, rebranded, rebadged, if you will. And the people up there that have garnered finally some courage, they're starting to speak out. They had the votes over a year ago. Every one of them voted. Dump it. This is before Donald Trump come up with his repeal and replace. Well, I don't need a replacement. You have no constitutional authority to do anything under that guise any damn way. So dumping it is the best thing. Period. Mark Levin. I like to tease this guy a lot. I had a real problem with him when he came out with his book complaining about all of what was going on, and his bright idea was to come up with 11 amendments over top the existing, not repeal and replace here. No, I'm not talking about that. But 11 additional amendments to the Constitution, and they weren't paying attention to the first 10 any damn way. So that was not a solution. And rather than him going through like we do on this network and go, okay, Here's what they're doing. Here's what their daily practice is. Here is their unconstitutional stuff. And rather than diving down that rabbit hole and using his program to really inform people, cause and effect, he would just get up there and tell everybody what a great lawyer he is and a talk show host. And, you know, he writes books and people call in. They want hand-signed copies of his book. And all that's fine. My problem with Mark Levin has been, where's the detail, dude? Where is the detail? Well, I lost my board. Where's my board operator? Hold on here, folks.
Mikey.
Oh, you had to take a donation for that? I'll yell down the hallway for you. At any rate. Sovereign Man, let me take his call, and I'm going to play this Mark Levin clip because he's finally hit his stride with being a lawyer over these wiretapping claims. Go ahead and give me Sovereign Man. Hello? Sovereign Man? Is he there? Well, take the other one that you just got the call on. I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but I don't know who you are.
Sovereign Man from Freedom Land.
Okay, well, I was calling for you, and there you are. Okay, go ahead.
I was messing around with the chat room, and I'm on an Android, so it's kind of a challenge. Yeah, hey, I just want to let you know, I've had my carrier, I'm actually on the T-Mobile backbone, and the carrier that I'm with won't let me connect to the 712 area code.
Really?
So just want to let you, yeah. And actually, what I've received text out of New York saying that T-Mobile will not let, you know, me have access to it, and that they give me an alternative number. Now, I'm not at the situation where I can give you that alternative number, but normally when I listen in, I listen in on the 1069 number. That still works.
What 1069 number?
Hang on, let me check the other.
We've got a 605-562-5111, 712-432-7234, and you just mentioned the Android, 712-775-6827.
Nah, it's not, actually, I don't know about the Android. I listen on the Android via the internet. Actually, I use Firefox on my Android, and I do my searches with DuckDuckGo, which is a proxy browser. It actually scrubs your IP.
What is it? DuckDuck what?
DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo. Okay.
Yeah. There used to be one called Scroogle, which actually meant screw Google, but Google put so much pressure on them, it shut them down.
DuckDuckGo. Now, is that DuckDuckGo.com?
Yeah, just two ducks, duckduckgo.com, and it's a proxy browser.
Right.
I use it as my browsing page within the Firefox.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Just bear with me 1 second. I'll give you the number that I listen on. Hang on. Okay. Just bear with me. Maybe you should play some Jeopardy music. Yeah, John. Oh, by the way, can I give you a plug? Please, RBN is looking for donations for a new board.
Yes.
You should post the link to the Mackie, and maybe somebody will go ahead and buy it, and they'll send you a gift certificate.
Well, that would be nice. It's about $1,150, and like
I've posted the link to the Mackie board. That's actually, I think I've sent it to the up to. I think it's like $1,112 for the board.
Yep.
And it is digital. It has USB input.
Yes. Yes. That's what we desperately need. Yes.
It's been too long, John.
Okay. What's the number?
I ain't got it.
Okay.
Hold on. Just give me 1 sec. I'm screwing around with the other one.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold, and then we'll get back to you, okay? I'll put you on
hold.
Let me go to Fritz in the Ozarks. Hello, Fritz.
Good afternoon. Coming through okay?
It's evening. If you're out west, it's already evening.
I'm in the Ozarks.
It's evening.
Afternoon, evening.
Yeah.
Real quick, my sister has a Samsung TV, and so I did some research yesterday, and I talked to a technical support at Samsung via chat on their, you know, on their chat, pop-up chat on their technical support page.
Right.
And this guy with not very good English said that they don't make any TVs with cameras in them. And only some of the very high-end TVs have a microphone, and it's in the remote control for voice commands. Well, that's what they told me. Now, you know, you can take it from there, but that's what they... And my sister, of course, I've been all through my sister's owner's manual, and the TV doesn't have a blue light glowing on the back, like Joyce said this morning, and nothing in the manual about mics. And it's a smart TV about mics and cameras.
Well, I don't buy that. I don't buy that because even...
Well, you know, that
yeah. Yeah.
That, I'm just putting it out there. That's the research I came up with from Samsung. So if they are full of mics and cameras, then Samsung is CIA.
Well, I don't know if they're CIA, but look, a lot of TVs out there. You know, the next thing we're going to hear is the iPhones don't have the capability to eavesdrop on your conversations. When we know damn right well that they do. Your laptops, you know, we discovered this years ago, and it was through a criminal case. Evidently, the prosecuting attorney was eavesdropping on the defense, and he was getting it through his computer, the defense's computer, in his own office, and that was put out in court for all to see and hear. So, you know, they
have no doubts.
Well, and probably what they're probably trying to duck and hide from would be any class action lawsuits. Because this is a big deal. I mean, a manufacturer knowingly putting stuff into a component, and I don't give a damn if it's a laptop, a personal computer, a phone, a television set, I don't care what it is. To have that capability and to not let the customers know that, wait a minute, this smart technology can possibly have a downside. That would be their legal disclaimer, and then from there on out, you'd have to assume and get a damn good lawyer to make anything stick. So,
well, for sure. Now, and I'm not, you know, advocating for Samsung, but, and of course, computers and iPhones have mics and cameras.
Yeah.
But I went through a whole process 2 years ago, year and a half ago, because I still have a big, you know, vintage analog sound system that I play my stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having trouble finding a TV with an analog audio output on it.
Right.
So I bought a lot of TVs and tried them out. And I like the Samsung the best, but it only has an optical out for audio,
mm-hmm.
And you can get an adapter for that, but the optical audio out is not affected by the remote control. So when you hit mute, you still got commercials coming through your big stereo.
Well,
so I actually opened up the Samsung, and I had an electrician, an electronics engineer I know. We installed audio outputs on the Samsung. So I was in the Samsung with the back off, and there was no camera or microphone in the Samsung that I owned.
Well, and that's the one that you owned.
Of course, yeah. After I ruined it, I sold it on Craigslist and bought something else.
Ruined it.
No, I sold it. It was working perfectly well when I sold it. It just had a jack on the back of it that you wouldn't normally see. But,
all right.
So that's my experience with Samsung.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you, Fritz.
But maybe people shouldn't be so afraid, like the guy said before.
Well, and, you know, it's like anything else. You know, we know that they're doing it and they're collecting the data, whether it happens on one piece of equipment or it's a newer model by the same manufacturer. You know, who gives a damn? It's the fact that they're out there doing it and they're able to use these devices to garner their information that's so voluminous that they don't even have time to sit around. Now, you know what they do after that. They can go through their records, and of course, they can. There's computer-generated programs out there to recognize certain key words, and that, of course, comb through the data that they have. Hey, you know, it's the world we live in, and it's the world we got to change. Either we're going to be free people, or we're not. It's going to be their choice.
I have no doubts that's going on, and. Of course, that's one reason I don't have a smart TV, and the other reason I don't have a smart TV is because everything they offer on there is junk.
Well, I mean, it's like your cable companies. I mean, there are people out there now that are doing internet-based television, and they make a good point. You know, you go to these companies, I don't care if it's Dish or Direct or cable company or whatever, you know, well, you can buy this package for so many dollars a month, and here's our upgrade from that. And 90% is crap that you don't want to watch anyhow. So some enterprising internet companies are coming out and going, you know what? You can pick and choose what you want to watch, and you'll only pay for what you want to watch.
I don't want to watch any of it, and I've never had cable in my life, and I've never watched a Fox News broadcast. I've never watched Hannity or any of the all these other people's names that they bounce around on these Patriot radio shows. I don't watch any of that stuff.
Well,
never
Fritz,
have.
Fritz, you just gave them the intimidation tool. They'll grab you, strap you down in a chair, prop your eyeballs open, and blast Fox News at you 24/7. They don't have to waterboard you. They'll kill you with Fox. All right.
Fritz, Clockwork Orange, thank you, sir.
There you go. You got the reference. Smart guy. At any rate, here is, do we have Sovereign Man? Did he get the number? Is he there? Okay, at any rate. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, Sovereign Man, what's the number?
It's 518-317-1069.
Okay. And that, of course, was your Android number, 712-775-6827, that's being blocked out of New York. So you are at 518-3...
No. It's 712's number is being blocked out of Iowa.
Okay.
I think it's on Indian Reservation or something like that. They're blocking it, and they also do conference calls out of that 712 area code.
Why the hell would an Indian reservation, anything on that, be interested in blocking this network?
John, I don't think it has anything to do with your network. I think it has everything to do with the 712 area code.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a reason.
That's what I think.
There's a reason why they're restricting access. I mean.
Right.
Okay. Well. All right. Well.
Can I say one thing? I'm an electronics guy, and I'll do some research on the Samsung TVs. I don't believe they have a camera. I do believe that they have a listening device.
Yeah.
Via a if they got speakers, that speakers can be used as a microphone.
Well, okay. Sovereign Man. Also, you just heard the guy that the. Remotes that have voice command, same thing. All right. Thank you for that number. Anybody out there that's being blocked in that 712? Well, what's that? Well, here's the really fun thing. The board op says that it didn't work for him. I've got AT&T, and I use my voice over IP AT&T house phone. And I could call the 712-432-7234. I could dial the Android-only number and hear the network as well. So, folks, it's coming down to this, that you're being selectively blocked through whatever carrier, through whatever, and we don't know exactly who's doing this. It very well could be the communications companies themselves, or since, as I said, the CIA has access, the NSA has access to all these communications. They're snooping and pooping through it. Whether the telecommunications companies or the internet people, whatever, are aware of it or not, even if they were, they couldn't publicly say anything about it. Now, this is a service. It'd be one thing, okay? It's like the Obama free phones. go ahead and tap the freebie because you know what? You got it from the government. And the government's paying for it. I could see that. But when you are a private individual, and you're paying for a service to be used to spy on you, yeah, I'd say that at the very least, based on that argument alone, leave me alone. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. I want to play this Mark Levin piece because Mark, I think, is probably bringing out his angry lawyer side. About damn time.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Shout out here to some new listeners down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi, guys. That was our little board operator who made a little trip down there, and they discovered Republic Broadcasting, and they're aghast that something like this actually exists. Yes, we do. And we have been. And we will continue to do so. With the good grace of God and some good donations. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, sir. You know, I've had the same problem as many of these other people. Like, you guys used to have a call-in line, or there's other stations that have a call-in line where you can listen to the radio show on the call-in line.
Sure.
And then I got a prompt from my server, if you will, and they're like, oh, no, you can only use 3 hours a month on this line. So that's like listening to one show or whatnot.
Yeah, even though, Andy, that they tell you that, well, you have unlimited long distance.
That's what I said to them.
Yeah, that seems to be a lie, doesn't it? Yes.
Yeah, it certainly does. But it turns out I'm with Cricket, and Cricket is a subsidiary of AT&T. They use AT&T's...
go figure.
Go figure. But the bottom line is that if these people want to get on... Some of these guys are using up too much data. They need to get TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio is a free download. They'll keep prompting you to upgrade and whatnot, but it is a free download, your little SERP or whatever. But It's much cheaper than listening to you on any other kind of data service. It eats up a lot less data listening to you, and that's what I listen to, but I've been cut off several times on that too, trying to listen to you guys. I just wanted to put that out there since we're talking about that.
Well, since you brought it up,
I can only use 3 hours a month on this line, so that's like listening to one show or whatnot.
Yeah, even
that's your voice, and that is directly off of iTunes. You heard your own voice being played back at you.
I was wondering what was going on.
It was, wait a minute, that's my voice. Wait a minute, I just said that. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Andy, I appreciate it very much. I did not know that Cricket was a subsidiary of AT&T. Go figure, huh? Man.
Yep, there you go.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Shannon in Texas. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How the Samsung TVs are being used as a camera is actually they have pixels that are on the screen that can actually capture images. That's how that camera thing works. It's not a camera per se, but there's pixels that are on the actual screen that they're using.
So everybody's looking for a camera device and a little lens somewhere, and that's not how they're doing it. They're actually using the screen itself.
Yep.
Oh, my God. How did you find that out, Shannon?
Well, actually, on another network's program, there was a guest on there a few days ago that was talking about the Samsung TVs and how they were using the pictures, pixels to capture people's activities.
Wow. And you know what? Samsung, I've got a Samsung TV. And the reason why I bought a Samsung is I burned the other Samsung out. And they're damn good television sets. Some of the best in the industry. Oh, God. All right. Well, Shannon, I appreciate that tidbit. Thank you very much.
That's all I got for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
For the guy that was had his Samsung back off and was looking for a camera device with a little lens and he didn't find it, that's why he didn't find it. They don't need it. You know, the technology that's developed for the government, you know, when it hits the streets, it's already at least a decade old. They've had the ability to do this, the technology to do it, for at least 10 years. At least 10 years. Any other callers here? Okay, 800-313-9443. I don't want to get into this Mark Levin thing here because I'd have to break that off and go to commercials. So we'll do that after the bottom of the hour. And what I'm starting to see here, folks, is the reticent people that didn't want to be, how should I say, involved, or even the illusion that they were using somebody else's information, or at least had the boldness that networks like this have had for a number of years. That tells me one thing. Things are getting bad enough that they don't care anymore. Now their little keister is starting to get singed and they're starting to feel the heat. Hallelujah. Bring on a little bit more hell and a little bit more heat. Maybe we'll wake up some other people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over six decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Talk. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it,
aside here, I was reading the Detroit Free Press today, and there was a little storm that went through Detroit, and I'm looking at a picture. Guess what? Deep blue sky and no chemtrails. But at any rate, a million people lost power. They had a little storm that came through with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Now, I was living in Detroit years ago, when we actually had an inland hurricane. And I'd never heard of an inland hurricane before, and they clocked winds at more than 90 miles an hour. 75 qualifies for hurricane force winds, okay? Well, this little storm blew through Detroit with gusts to up to 60 miles an hour. But guess what it did? It knocked more than 1 million utility customers. And the reason being, they said, due to unusually warm weather this winter, as well as significant rainfall, this is coming from the power companies, okay? The ground is very soft and saturated, and that combined with high winds caused trees to uproot, falling in the DTE's poles and power lines. Yeah, that is true. Some of that may be true. But the biggest thing is maintenance of those power lines to begin with. Remember, every spring, before things hit, You'd see the guys out there trimming the branches back from the power lines. We've had power outages here in Central Texas and specifically Round Rock. And guess what the reason was? Because they weren't out there trimming the lines or trimming the tree branches away from the lines. So when you get gusts of wind and the trees bending around and the branches are flapping in the wind, it was knocking out power lines. When that inland hurricane hit Detroit, folks, they didn't have a million people out of service. Now they get a good wind with a 60-mile-an-hour gust, and it knocks a million people out. Come on, can't anybody tell the damn truth anymore? You know, I know. Come out and admit that, yeah, it's the board, Mike. It's the freaking board. Yeah, I can hear it in my ears, yeah. Folks, we need to buy a new board. You know, this is part and parcel, and not touching anything to pay bills, but we've got a bad piece of equipment here that we have to replace. So you're thinking about donating, and it's going to go for a piece of hardware. It's a new board. 15 of the 20 channels that we have are no longer operational. I'd say we need a new piece of equipment. And to the gentleman, did he email you, Mike, and said I had a couple of soundboards? You know, I appreciate that, but I would appreciate more if you just sell the damn soundboards off and send us the money, because we needed the updated versions and have the USB capabilities. This older Mackie that we have here, how old's that damn thing now? 5 years, 6 years old? No USB, no digital capability whatsoever. The new replacement board for that does have, and that's what we need desperately. Desperately. At any rate, I wanted to play this clip, and I'll, folks, I'll be the first one to bang on anybody that's not getting the damn thing right or playing coy and trying not to get to the bottom line truth, but I've got to give kudos to the Jewish lawyer out of New York, Mr. Mark Levin. Mr. Producer! Wait a minute here. How does he say it? Mr. Producer, clip nine. Go ahead and turn up
the great one, Mark Levin, from his hidden bunker. Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning. On your Thursday evening radio broadcast, you laid out a devastating case about executive overreach of the Obama administration, which many believe metamorphosized itself to tweets that President Trump sent out on Saturday morning accusing potential wiretapping in Trump Tower. We want to give you a case here this morning to lay out what you know about it, and the evidence you have for the potential executive overreach of the Obama administration.
Well, pleasure to be here. The evidence is overwhelming. This is not about President Trump's tweeting. This is about the Obama administration's spying. And the question isn't whether it's spied. We know they went to the FISA court twice. The question is, who did they spy on? The extent of the spying. That is, the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, Trump surrogates. And I want to walk you through this, the American people. Exhibit one. This is all public. Head Street, two separate sources with links to the counterintelligence community have confirmed that the FBI sought and was granted a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. This is spying. In October, giving counterintelligence permission to examine the activity of, quote, U.S. persons in Donald Trump's campaign with ties to Russia. Let me go on. This isn't me. They say the first FISA request, sources say, named Trump, was denied back in June, denied by the court.
Mm-hmm.
But the second was drawn more narrowly and was granted in October after evidence was presented of a server possibly related to the Trump campaign and its alleged links to two banks. Now, sources suggest that a FISA warrant was granted to look at the full content of emails and other related documents that may concern U.S. persons. Now, I know people are hung up with Trump's word wiretapping. Well, how'd they get access to this server information? Does it really matter? If it was wiretapping, electronic surveillance, or whatever it was. Exhibit two, The Guardian, a well-known right-wing British paper. Here it is, quote, The Guardian has learned the FBI applied for a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court over the summer in order to monitor four members of the Trump team suspected of irregular contacts with Russia. presidential candidate of the Republican Party and his campaign to some extent. The FISA court turned down the application asking FBI counterintelligence investigators to narrow its focus. According to one report, the FBI was finally granted a warrant in October. Exhibit 3, McClatchy, another well-known right-wing newspaper. Here they have the agency's headline, FBI, five other agencies, five other Obama administration agencies probe possible covert Kremlin aid to Trump. The FBI and five other law enforcement intelligence agencies have collaborated for months in an investigation into Russian attempts to influence the November election, including whether money from Kremlin covertly aided President-elect Donald Trump. Two people familiar with the matter said the agencies involved in the inquiry are the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the Justice Department, the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and representatives of the Director of the National Intelligence. Are you telling me Barack Obama didn't know what was going on in six agencies?
As you go on, how are you? Okay, keep going.
I'm not done. I need to make the case. Because the media seems to be confused about their own reporting. New York Times, another well-known liberal outlet, intercepted Russian communications part of inquiry into Trump associates January 19. The FBI is leading the investigations, aided by the NSA, the CIA, Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit. The investigators have accelerated their efforts in recent weeks, but have found no conclusive evidence of wrongdoing. Listen to this. One official said intelligence reports based on some of the wiretap communications have been provided to the White House. This is the New York Times.
Another right wing outlet.
Four.
Another right wing outlet.
Let's continue. New York Times again. NSA gets more latitude to share intercepted communications. In the final days of the Obama administration, the administration has expanded the power of the NSA to share globally intercepted personal communications with the government's 16 other intelligence agencies before applying privacy protections. Now, why would they do this on the way out the door? Well, March 1, Exhibit 6, Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. In the Obama administration's last days, listen to this, some White House officials scrambled to spread information about Russian efforts to undermine the presidential election and about possible contacts between associates of President-elect Trump and Russians across the government. I'm not done. Exhibit 7, New York Times. Flynn is said to have talked to Russians about sanctions Trump took off. But where'd they get this information? Well, Mark, you know, the FISA court, they're always monitoring the Russian ambassador. And so how do we know that? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But there's an awful lot of other activity.
Sure.
Here we have Washington Post. One more. Washington Post. March 2nd, U.S. investigators have examined contacts Attorney General Sessions had with Russian officials during the time he was advising Donald Trump's campaign. The focus of the U.S. counterintelligence investigation has been on communication between Trump campaign officials and Russia. Listen to this. The inquiry involving Sessions is examining his contacts while serving as Trump's foreign policy advisor in the spring and summer of 2016. This has been going on for a year.
Well, Mark,
now,
as you do on your radio program, you lay out a devastating case based on public documents, as you point out, and not right-wing sources, but mainstream left-stream sources. How confident are you that this investigation, which was on Russian, so-called Russian hacking, but now the White House says this morning will be broadened to looking into executive overreach, how confident are you they will find something there?
I don't know, but they already found something. The issue isn't whether the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign or transition or certain of its surrogates. The issue is the extent of it. They went into court a second time. They were so aggressive. They waited 4 or 5 months. They go back in October, weeks before the general election. They narrow their request. All of a sudden, we have leaks coming out on Flynn. Then we have a horrible meeting that took place between Sessions and so forth. And I'm telling you, as a former chief of staff to an attorney general of the United States, in the Reagan administration, these are police state tactics. Now, what did Barack Obama know? He knew everything I just read you apart from one or two articles. You know how I know? It's in the newspapers. It's right there. So Barack Obama not only knew this, but he gets a daily intelligence briefing. And let me tell you something about daily intelligence briefings. If your attorney general and your FBI is going to the FISA court to get a warrant to investigate aspects of an opposition party in the middle of a general election campaign. How much you want to bet the president of the United States knew that?
I don't want to
read
bet
his
you
opinion.
On that. Mark, we were about to hit a hard break. Is there any way you could stick around for one more minute and ask you one more question on this?
That's fine.
You got it. All right, more with Mark Levin on Fox and Friends right on the, around the corner. Back to Fox and Friends, still joining us live from Levin TV studio, former chief of staff to Attorney General Edwin Meese, constitutional lawyer and radio talk show host, the great one, Mark Levin. Mark, I got to tell you, even just in the break, the response has been overwhelming to the case that you laid out, which is devastating. And Abby and I were talking in the break about sort of where it goes from here, right, Abby?
Yeah, that is the question, because you laid out your case in this last block. You're very passionate about the evidence that you have. And as Pete said, we have so many people writing us in saying, thank you for speaking your voice. They're right behind you on this. My question, though, how does this play out in the media? How are they going to continue to cover this story?
Let me first say, this is the case made by the New York Times, the Washington Post, McClatchy, and the rest of them. I just put it together as a former Justice Department official. And Donald Trump here is being attacked for what he tweeted. Donald Trump is the victim. His campaign is the victim. His transition team is the victim. His surrogates are the victim. These are police state tactics. I am telling you this as a former chief of staff to an attorney general. If this had been done to Barack Obama, all hell would break loose. And it should. And Barack Obama's statement is pathetic. Let me just say this. Where does it go from here? They ought to release both FISA court applications where they sought the warrant. The one in the summer and the one in October. So we know exactly what they were doing. That's number one. Number two, Congress needs to see the daily presidential intelligence briefings over the past year or so. Those are the beginnings of a serious investigation. Number three, for the Republicans in Congress, you control the majority. If the Democrats do not want to assist, and they won't, because I'm starting to think Chuck Schumer and the others are participating in all this cover-up activity, then plow ahead without them. But this is important to the country. We cannot have a sitting presidential administration unleashing six federal agencies, intelligence and law enforcement. I don't mean the president personally sitting there and saying, you know what, Valerie, let's go get him. Obviously, the attorney general and the FBI were involved in this. This is how you get a FISA court application prepared and submitted.
Do you think former President Obama was involved in this? And if so, how much was he involved?
I'm not Nostradamus here. I just think that we ought to find out. But I will tell you this. He's more involved than he says. I mean, it's his executive branch. It's his Justice Department. Reminds me of the IRS. All of a sudden, the IRS is targeting American citizens. I don't know anything about it. We have reporters, including James Rose and the AP, where the Obama administration did more investigations of reporters than any administration in American history. They're quite capable of these things. But it doesn't matter. We want to know what took place. And there ought to be public hearings on this stuff, too. I agree with the Democrats. Let's get to the bottom of this. So join me. Join us. This is the public record. Yeah. It's the newspaper of record, the New York Times. Let's go.
Mark, there's another aspect of this. When you mentioned Chuck Schumer a moment ago, he's been trying to block as many Trump nominations as he can and slow the process.
Right. Question is, who did they spy on? The extent of the spying.
Mark, okay, all right. This is not your show. You got to be quiet now. Gentleman, Jack in California said, how much is the board that we want? $1,150, my friend. And he said he will mail a check tomorrow. And not a minute too soon, because we're getting severe cutoffs here. And it's just, this is just because we have a worn out board. All right. And by the way, just so, you folks out there understand, mixing boards, professional type that studios use, radio stations, networks. The general price for these ranges anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000. We use a Mackie board. It's something that we have used for a number of years. It's rugged. It's durable. It's down and dirty cheap. And now it has more capabilities. And the funny thing about this is that we're using a phone system that is analog. I'm talking 20th century technologies that we have to have adapters to plug into the digital world. So we're still using the covered wagon. We got a Honda generator in the back of it, but we're still using the Conestoga wagon. I don't know any other way to explain it. So Jack in California, 1150. You could send a check for that, brother. You've got my undying appreciation. Let me go to Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hi, John. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I heard you on the air. I thought you were taking a vacation or something. I guess you were out.
Tim, it was called chronic bronchitis, and it damn near killed me.
Oh, yeah. That's nasty. I've had a few times where I was. Well, I'm glad to hear you're back. Anyway, it's.
Well, four days in a row, I've managed to make it to Thursday, and I'm still here.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow will be your number five in a row, and then 25, then it's 500, then it's 20,000. Anyway.
Just when you said that, I coughed, and I wasn't fast enough to hit my cough button. Okay. Go ahead, Tim. What's on your mind? We're running out of time.
I was actually just going to want to mention, it was funny that Mark Levin, or the interviewer of whoever was interviewing Mark Levin, said something about The Guardian being a right-wing paper. And I thought, a right-wing paper? How exactly do they get the idea that that could even possibly be something like that? Because there's some things in there that they say that are true, but I for the most part, I would say that they're just basically comics.
I think that was, Tim, I think that was their attempt at some humor.
Oh, you think they were trying to be funny?
Yeah, they were trying to be funny. A small joke that went over the head of a lot of people.
I was kind of laughing at how stupid they were thinking everybody was at the time. But anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. And
okay.
Glad to hear you're back. And I did hear the issues that the board's been having, the crackling and sizzling and
well, no, the crackling and the sizzling that you heard was actually a sound compressor. That blew up, and the backup that we had in the ramp, in the rack, that was also bad. So we're running right now with raw unprocessed sound through the board that is getting ready to really crap out on us.
what I was going to say is the sound, it was about maybe 6-7 days ago when I was listening, and I think it was the Trump phenomenon when I was listening, and it sounded like they were trying to talk through, felt like a radio had been mistuned or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it sounded like.
Yeah. So the conversation interruptus, the audio interruptus that you're hearing right now, is because the board and the little slides on it, the contacts are so bad in it, without even touching the board, it's just breaking contact. Okay, Tim, I got to let you go. I appreciate it.
Hey, so long.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Can we squeeze in one last caller here? Who do we have? That's not a phone call for air? Okay, great. By the way, I didn't have a chance to cover this yesterday. You know, it's, we don't have people in this country, folks. We don't have illegals walking around in a country that mean any harm. They're just here because they love us, and they're here because, they want to become U.S. citizens. Well, I don't know if you saw it on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, but an illegal alien decapitates his mother. Now, if you don't think that's bad enough, this is what this little twisted Honduran twit did. He walked out with his mother's severed head in one hand and a bloody knife in the other, and he is walking down the street with it. I kid you not. The source on this, I'm sorry, I'd have to click through to go get it, but this was actually a TV station. I do believe they ran the story in Atlanta. And it goes as follows. A federal official says an 18-year-old man accused of decapitating his mother in North Carolina, on Monday was in the country illegally. The suspect, Oliver Funes Machada, was charged with first-degree murder Monday after authorities say he called 911 to say he had killed his mother. Funes was found walking down the street with her severed head in one hand and a bloody butcher knife in the other. Brian Cox, a spokesman for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said that the suspect was from Honduras and was in the country illegally. Folks, come on. You and I grew up in the very same country. You never heard of anything like this before. And trust me, the old maxim about media is true. If it bleeds, it leads. You would have heard the stories years ago if this was happening. And every once in a while, someone would do some cockamamie horrible thing. This is a regular everyday occurrence anymore. I mean, we would have lost our minds if we were sitting on the front porch and saw somebody walking down the street with a severed head in somebody's hand. That we would have been talking about that for 20 years. Now, it's happening on a regular basis. Whether it's blowing somebody's head off, an 18-year-old or whatever out in California, or somebody cutting their mother's heads off. You know, I remember getting a call from none other than CNN. They wanted to know when the drug cartels got pissed off and they rooted out their snitches to the government or the police, that their severed heads were adorning bus stops, laying them on top of the enclosure for the bus stop. CNN called us and said, where did you get those pictures? I said, it was sent to me. Click. I hung up on them. You know, if you're going to, and I knew that years ago, if you're going to parade around as being a news service, why don't you try doing a little investigating? Why don't you try telling a little bit of the truth? We've been doing it, banging it hard on this network for 13 years. And you people are still trying to discover who and what you are. Well, I can tell you what you are. Problem is, you won't admit it. Because an admission and actually taking a look at yourself, you know, you should rename your network, the Communist News Network or the Clinton News Network, or, you know, call yourself, rename yourself, become a reality show. Because in fact, most of the reality shows that you folks have watched out there are all rigged. They're all fake. There's nothing really real about them. They're all scripted. So doesn't that follow the description of CNN? I would think so. Just rename yourself. Call yourself anything you want. But don't call me. All right. Anything else, Mikey, we got on that end? Okay. Yeah, folks, decapitation. I can't even fathom seeing something like that. It's bad enough talking about it. It's bad enough posting pictures about it or putting a story up about it. Could you imagine your 5-year-old kid sitting on the front porch with you? And you're enjoying the summer evening and watching the sunset, and you see some illegal alien coming down the street with a bloody head in his hand? You know, where in the hell are these idiots that claim to be Democrats that have turned communist? You know, they don't think stuff like this is important and we're just all haters. I'll be honest with you. The only people that I'm beginning to hate in this country is the people that hate the country. And I don't consider that hate. I consider that justifiable. Just like the difference between a murder and a justifiable homicide. And I'm not for one instant, out there telling people that you don't like something, go blow it up. No. We just keep doing what we're doing, exposing, keep digging down. We'll eliminate the problems, even if it takes a can of Raid. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.